My name's Ian Jones, and at the time of Hillsborough, I would be 23 years old. I can remember waking up really excited. Liverpool were in another semi-final. I remember it being a lovely spring day, really sunny, and it was exciting. It was good to be a Liverpool fan.
My name's Mark. I was 21 at the time of the disaster at Hillsborough. Standing enclosed, as you often were jostled and pushed around, and that was part of the fun and the enjoyment of being in there.
Definitely about 20 to 3, we started to feel more and more uncomfortable, and really about 2:45 was feeling the pressure, literally.
I was starting to try and reassure him, but soon I realised that it wasn't the same as the year before. Things were feeling a lot different.
Yeah, I've been in crowds before, and you kind of know the rules and I know to manoeuvre a bit of space, but when you literally can't raise your arms and you cannot move in any way, shape or form, you do feel well and truly trapped. You are struggling to breathe even. You know that you're in a desperate situation and you need to do something and do something quick. It's difficult trying to put into words how you feel in a situation where you're helpless and the very life is being squeezed from you. It's not easy thinking about some of the sounds that day, some of the screams, some obscenities, because people were obviously frustrated, panicked. You definitely could hear the last cries of some people.
Peter Beardsley had a shot at the far end and it hit the bar. As normally in those situations, there was a bit of a surge with the crowd. We sort of all moved or pushed forward. We were manoeuvred towards the side instead of pushing further down towards the front of the pen. As people in front of us reached the fence, they were lifted and climbed over. So we just basically waited our turn, and we were fortunate enough to find ourselves by the side fence, and we were able to lift up and get out through the front fence and onto the pitch.
Feeling of freedom once we got out, your immediate concern is like that you're out safe and that you know you're not thinking in terms of loss of life. The things you see, I don't really want to try too hard to remember those things, especially when you felt so helpless and you couldn't really do anything about it.
For some reason you managed to survive, but for some reason some other people didn't, and you start to ask yourself the questions, why was I okay, why did somebody else not make it?
I don't want to come over as somebody who's bitter and twisted, because I'm not, but then I've not lost somebody at Hillsborough. You know, I've got young kids now, and the idea that one of them would go to a sporting event and not come home, it must be tremendously difficult. It's just not right that no one seems to be held to account for what happened that day. It's sadness, it's injustice, and it should never really have happened.